Hello and welcome to another episode of Manchurian's Pirate Radio Podcast. In the first half of this podcast, we're actually going to be talking about something a little more serious, and that's the current state of the sports world. So as we all know, the NBA, the NHL, and the MLB partially decided to postpone their games in protest of the police brutality that we've seen across the country and in support of the Black Lives Matter movement. So just to kind of catch everyone up, the first team to decide to postpone and forfeit their game was the Milwaukee Bucks. This came after players like George Hill and Giannis Antetokounmpo decided that it wasn't the right time to play. And the other teams in the NBA, including their opponents, the Magic, decided to follow suit, and everyone decided to forfeit and give up their games. So there's no wins or losses. The game just got pushed back. They likely will be played tomorrow at the time of this recording, which will be Saturday, the 29th. So I've actually thought one of the best quotes to come out of this whole thing was actually from J.R. Smith, who said, "Oh, you don't hear us? Well, now you can't see us. Play." So basically what he was saying is you're not listening to our struggle, and you're not the owners especially aren't addressing our needs in the community, so now you won't get to see us do our job and play. So I thought that was a very powerful statement. I think the most important thing is that this boycott is going to bring a lot of attention to what's going on in this country, and I think it's going to hurt a lot of people in the pockets, which will force them to be more active in the community and actively fight for change, referring to the owners and the attorney generals and the current state of Black Lives Matter movement. All right, so I pulled up this article, which kind of details everything that's going on currently. So the NBA on Thursday said it hopes to resume play in a day or two. And also, it's important to note that Trump denounced these protests and boycotts, and obviously, that's been his stance the whole time, which is not to kneel, to play. But I think what's going on right now is bigger than any playoff game. And some things are bigger than sports. So I think that's why it's okay that they delay these games. Selfishly, I'm happy that the seasons are continuing. But I think it's important that they made a statement in the way that they did. Okay, let's see here. NBA Executive Vice President Mike Bass said the league is hopeful it will resume games Friday or Saturday after the protest, which was sparked, like I said, by the police shooting of Jacob Blake, a black man in Kennesaw, Wisconsin. And this also led to – so after the NBA canceled their games, it led to the NHL and MLB deciding to cancel a lot of their games. So the incident sparked anti-racism demonstrations and protests and civil unrest across the United States and globally, as well as promoted national reckoning on race and justice that has rippled through U.S. lives. Yeah, so these events, even before the protests, haven't been going unheard and unnoticed. There's been several Black Lives Matter protests across the country, and there continues to be those protests because people are basically fed up with what's going on. So the NBA postponed all three games, and then probably on Saturday after that, the NHL, which faced social media criticism for not delaying their games on Thursday, postponed the Thursday and Friday games. So I was a little surprised that the NHL decided to follow suit because obviously they don't have as many athletes who are black and people of color. I'm glad they did, that they showed support to the NBA, and they're recognizing the NHL owners and players are recognizing that, once again, that this issue is bigger than them, and I bet that the black athletes in the NHL, like Ryan Reeves, felt really supported in that time, that they weren't the only ones who thought what's going on in the country is very wrong. This was a quote from the NHL Players Association. And it was, "We understand that the tragedies involving Jacob Blake, George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and others require us to recognize this moment." And that's basically sums up why they decided to postpone their games. So this these protests have, and the coronavirus have many in question what will happen with the NFL season. And in support, many NFL teams canceled their practice on Thursday, while the MLB and MLS and the Women's National, the WNBA, postponed games on Wednesday and Thursday. And then this is a quote from the NFL Players Association, which was, "While our passions continue to run high, we are proud that players and clubs, league and union, are taking time to have the difficult conversations about these issues that affect the Black community and other communities of color in America." So that was a statement from the NFLPA, the NFL Players Association, and really goes to show that the NFL isn't currently active right now, but they're still aware that this is going on, and this goes way beyond whether or not your league is in season. It's about what's going on in the country and the world. Yeah, so basically, like I said, the NBA and other leagues have those players have really forced the owners to really question why they're not as active as they should be in their communities, and because the NBA has forced them to check their pockets and really demand change. So obviously the White House, and specifically Trump, has not been as responsive as these players would have liked in terms of demanding justice for these people who have been affected by police brutality. And before I go any further, I should say that I think probably 99% of cops are doing the right thing and doing a good job, but it's one of those jobs where there's no room for error. So I am in support of the police, but I think people should be brought to justice if they're if they wrongfully murder someone in the street like George Floyd. So that's just wanted to say that before I went any further. I also want to note that selfishly, I'm happy that these seasons are continuing, and I will continue to cover sports every week, or try to cover sports every week on the podcast. I'm still going to be a fan, regardless of the fact that they postpone one game. This is way bigger than my fandom and anyone else's wanting to watch a basketball game on a Thursday. And so I support both the police, and I support, obviously, the Black Lives Matter movement. And I think it's okay to be in support of both those things. I don't think it has to be painted black and white. But, yeah, I'm going to leave it at that for now. Second half of the episode, we'll be reviewing a Netflix show. But thank you guys for listening to the first half, and we'll be back.
So I decided we're not going to do a second half of this episode. We'll save the Netflix show review for next week. But before I go, I just wanted to give a major rest in peace to Chadwick Boseman. He was the star of Black Panther 42, the Jackie Robinson movie, and many other great films. And I just wanted to say he was a hero on the set and off the set, and he inspired many people. He's just inspired many people that never had seen a Black superhero. So just show everyone that anyone can be a superhero, which is obviously true and inspiring to many different communities across the country. So during the last 4 years of his life, he was battling colon cancer and still acting in these great films. So just major credit to him, truly inspiring figure. Thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoy this episode. It was a shorter episode, a more serious topic, but either way, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. Thank you.